We might actually get to be the first generation of women on the planet, regardless of our age, regardless of where we came from, regardless of what lane we put ourselves in career-wise, regardless of any of it. We might get to be the ones that actually demonstrate to the world what is possible as a woman.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
So when I was thinking about us all getting together today, there's a way in which we can work smarter. And I think that the tendency of why we're not using more of our full potential and our full capability is because we have been taught to do, and that do equals have. But anyone that knows anything about metaphysics, that knows the spiritual path, it's be, do, have. And so many women I see do the pendulum swing of just do it like the guys, do to have. And then there's this other pendulum swing of I'm just going to be and have. But it really is be, do, have. And in that, I had a beautiful girls' trip in Charleston with one of my besties. And we're both kind of in, we're both, you know, like everybody else, wondering, like, what are we doing with our lives and what's next and what's happening and the whole thing. And we're both such high achievers and doers that, A, it felt sort of weird just to take 5 days off and not talk about work and actually just play and be girlfriends and eat and sleep in and go to the spa and stay out late and all the things. And it's for so long. And, you know, on top of it, she's a single mom. So it's like, it was extra foreign to her. She's like, I'm not wiping someone's nose. What's like, you know, and I was like, I'm good. I got that. And but it just showed us that like that women almost feel guilty for just being in our feminine, for being in play, for being in pleasure, for being in the living mode. And then this morning I was on the treadmill and I was sort of like, okay, Gina, you gave yourself 5 days. Could you please just get on with it? Like, it's time to like, you need to do something here, like rev this shit up and like, you know, get going and particle flow and the things. And because I'm also really deeply listening to my spirit these days, it wasn't coming. Like, I'm like, Gina, how long are you going to live in this world in between worlds? I mean, there's got to be a limit here, right, people? And then people, I mean, like all of my personalities is what I meant. And so I'm sitting there like, what's the call? What's the call? And deeper immersion is what kept coming. And I really got, wow, like conceptually and spiritually, I get it. And it's just so foreign to what gets the applause and what is deemed responsible and what, I mean, these days I'm like not even competing with anybody, you know, it's like, I haven't been on Instagram in 7,000 years. It's like, you know, but it's like, it just like the whole programming of the system is, in this, you're doing something right if you're moving forward, if you're just even going nowhere. But what that has gotten so many people is just more of the same and same old, same old, and adrenal fatigue and not actually thinking for ourselves, which keeps us away from our creativity. And the less creative we are, then the more we become clones and drones of everything and everyone else. So we're not exercising our uniqueness and our originality and our leadership and our ability to be the feminine leaders that are stepping into the what's so of the what's next. But this is going to take a minute to find ourselves in this new era and to be in the space that you can actually hear the call, because otherwise it's just going to be same old, same old. And I see so many people, particularly in internet marketing, but in my friends in other industries too, in finance and entertainment, the same old stuff isn't working. And then because it's not working, people are getting afraid. And so they're doing the quick pivot to the online space. And they're spinning their wheels. It's all neck up. It's all neck up. And they're really smart, really talented, really hardworking people that are making idiotic business decisions because they think that this is, they're looking around like what's going to work. And I was talking to a friend actually in England yesterday, and she was in this place, and I was like, if we allow ourselves to be like, and being isn't passive, it's not like numbing out on Netflix and Chablis, it's really going into actively cultivating your relationship with spirit and asking. And when we do that, the next even better, even more abundant will come. It's what the universe is craving from us. But people, I think, are forgetting. It's like we're getting out of pandemic and wait, I need to have my life figured out. And where's my money coming from? And for some people, it's like, where's my man? And it's like getting into this, like almost like getting ready to grab space just to grab. And those are the people that are going to be really disappointed. The ones that are just trying to get back or just do to have without having fully immersed in the being. And so I want to encourage all of you to do, of course, do whatever the stuff that you must do right now, but really prioritize being. We're not going to get this era back. You know, it's like at the beginning of a relationship, that honeymoon phase. You don't get it back. There's other levels. There's other depths of connection and love, but you don't get those initial butterflies, like from the initial butterflies back. You don't get that initial honeymoon back. And we are embarking on a honeymoon stage of a new era of global impact. And we're not going to get this back. So I'm inviting you to really look at, who do you choose to be? Like, and listening from such a deeper, far more passionate, totally outrageous space, and letting God show you what the real plan actually is. The stuff that we've done all along, we've experienced little miracles and some quantum leaps along the way and moments of grace and a lot to be grateful for, a whole lot to be grateful for. And yet, we've been the ones putting the limit on God. We've put the limit on the infinite, like this is the plan and this is what we're going to do and this is how it's going to be and this is how good we're going to let our life get in term. And by what I mean by that is like, we're only going to let it get this good. We're only going to let this much love or this much support or this much financial abundance or this much fun or this much creativity. We're only going to let this much in. Because we have been the ones that have been ordaining, this is all we deserve. This is only how good we are. This is as good as it gets. And all of the things that we can't do and all of the things that aren't possible for whatever ridiculous, ridiculous notion society has put into us, that because we're women or we're not that talented or we're not perfect or we're too old or whatever the story has become, where we have justified us being the ones to limit ourselves. And in the quiet moments and in the space, the feminine space that we create for ourselves, where we get to connect with the infinite within and therefore the divine, this is where the being unveils the wonderment, the beyond what you ever dreamed or imagined was possible, the bigness that your soul craves, the thing that you said, I could never, that's for other people. And we might actually get to be the first generation of women on the planet, regardless of our age, regardless of where we came from, regardless of what lane we put ourselves in career-wise, regardless of any of it. We might get to be the ones that actually demonstrate to the world what is possible as a woman. Right here, right now, no limitations, but we get to be the ones who display what human potential connected to the divine actually looks like, what it actually is to live it out, not to just talk about it, not to just dream about it, not just to make, you know, fun of others or be jealous of others who've gone into the steps of icon, legends, change makers, truth sayers, the ones who saw it differently. And when we are available to receive that level of bigness, that level of contribution, that level of play, fun, passion, of course the finances will follow. And also just really getting that we've been trained that other people were going to lead the way. What if you owned it for yourself like never before? That you and you alone, compared to no one, are the only one that can lead the way in the way that you were designed for. That there is no lack, there is no limitation, there is no competition, there is no that can't happen, there is no that is not possible. What if you actually designed it with the universe infused within you, not just from your neck up, not just from what you thought your next step was that was possible, boring, right? The next launch, the next financial increment, the next, it's baby steps. And God's like, I'll send you a legion of angels to lift you and magnify the voice that is inside of you and the message that you came here to display, not just for a few dozen or a few hundred or a few thousand even, or even a few million. What if you let it get God size? What if it became the essence of the infinite? Your message permeating into the lives and hearts and making the contribution that is even beyond what the people who have done that have gone before you that you've looked up to. What if you let yourself be your soul's true voice, where you really sing the song loud, proud, big, grand? What if you expressed all of you? What if you felt confident sharing with the world the full and total all of you? What if you let your life be used at that level? This is exciting. and this doesn't come from doing and waking up and having the next latte and working on the next funnel conversion rate and the next checking off the next task and color coding the next Excel spreadsheet. This comes from your dance with the divine. And what a dance. What a dance. Let's be in the adventure of what this dance is meant to be. And just start asking, what would it look like if I took the constraints out? You're probably pretty aware of where you're the one blocking your finances, God, your creativity, your passion, your expression, your bigness, your light. And if you're not fully aware, then just ask. It'll become evident pretty fast. But what if you just said, okay, I take the lid off. I take the constraints off. God, show me what you got. I'm now available. You'll have it ushered to you from the place of being. You won't wonder what to do because it will be beyond obvious. All the women guessing are all the time in our lives where we've been like, well, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I, you know, all the indecision, all the confusion, all of the lack of clarity, that goes away when you're in the place of being because it's beyond obvious. You do need to rise into the level of queen so you don't let yourself be scattered. So you, once you identify this is the next action to take, coming from that place of being, where you don't start second guessing yourself and you don't start picking at the stitches and you don't undo what the divine has done. But a queen, when she's spent her time in the presence of the divine, it becomes clear. She's not like, was that me or was that God or was that my intuition or was I supposed to do it today or at the next full moon? Like, it's not all of that. You know, when you read stories of the legends, of the greats, of people who got messages from God, sometimes you hear about the second guessing. But if it does, it's a beat, it's a step. It's not like a spin fest. But oftentimes it's, then they just go into action. You know, it's like when Mary was pregnant and God told her and Joseph to go travel to a different land. Like, you don't see in the scriptures, they're like, you know what? I don't really feel like traveling. I'm pregnant right now. Like, I'm not really sure. Is that God's voice? Are we crazy? Like, there wasn't all, it was like, they left and went to where they were guided to go. And I think that if we're willing to drop the drama and the confusion and the smallness and the princessness, things, life becomes so much simpler. It doesn't take less courage. It will take a lot of courage. It will take risks because, you know, when we stop doing the drama, God gets to be really dramatic. God likes an epic story, you know, Immaculate Conception, Red Sea parting, walls of Jericho falling. I'm sure there's stuff from other sources. This is just the one that I happen to know. God is nothing if not dramatic. So let's let manna falling from the sky. I mean, it goes on and on. Let's let the high drama come from the higher power. Because we're bored with a three-step process and a five-day this and a whatever that. We're bored with it. And for people in the relationship drama, also boring. The struggle with the ex and the this and the lawsuits and the court case and the boring. But when you're in the quietness of the being, it's actually really exciting. When your consciousness lifts, when the veil lifts, when you start hearing from different places, like all of a sudden you can see the sparkle, and it gets really, really exciting to get focused on what you came here for. And so that's what I want us to focus on today. Really, really letting yourself go into the beingness so that you can cultivate the bigness. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that you see so much more for us than what we imagined. Thank you for the newness that is coming our way. And thank you for choosing us to be leaders at this time on the planet. We ask that you would show us how to see ourselves the way you see us, and show us how to see our sisters and all other humans the way you see everyone. Let us see your greatness in ourselves and everyone around us. Let us live in so much more love and power and possibility, because we are so much more connected to you, so much more aware of your ways, where we so much more easily say yes. Dear God, please use me. And so it is. And so it is.
All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.